Tantrum House Board Gaming Podcast is recorded live from Studio WKRD in Greenville, South Carolina. This podcast is brought to you by our friendly local game store, Boardwalk, purveyors of fine games, Bezier Games, the new classics, AEG, We Make Fun, The Game Steward, your second chance at Kickstarter games, and Game Toppers LLC, upgrading your gaming experience. Your hosts are here to help you sort through the cardboard commotion to help you find the diamonds in the rough. So buckle up, especially if you're driving right now, because you're about to arrive at the Tantrum House.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the show. Today we got Will Meadows.
Sarah Meadows.
Kevin Delp.
Melissa Delp.
Ryan Pills.
And Jonah Doom.
In the house.
Love it. That might become our new regular intro. We're coming to you tonight with a very special short but sweet episode, because we've got some cool news that we want to tell you about. Our Tantrum House Season 8 Kickstarter just went live this morning, and we wanted to share some of the excitement, let you know some of the cool things that are going to be going on in the campaign, and that's pretty much it. So hopefully you hang around and just enjoy the show as we chat, and then we'll be back with our normal, regularly scheduled episode next week.
Yeah, we are excited that the Kickstarter launched, and hopefully we will fund very quickly. We have lots of cool swag and promos. So we have some, like, we should, like, talk about in today's episode some goals that we want
should,
for our Kickstarter campaign.
That would be a great idea.
And maybe some of our favorite promos that are, I know Will and Jonah this past, or just yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday. This is not a time travel
episode. Yesterday. You guys had your board game news and talked about some of the promos.
We did.
Did any of them jump out at you?
I didn't realize that we were getting three promos for, forgive me, I'm forgetting.
Flat Out?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so Calico.
I didn't realize that.
One of Sarah's favorite games of all time.
Yes, it is.
I don't know. Is it all time?
You said one of my favorites.
Oh, so if
yes,
it's good.
It definitely is one of my favorites.
Well, any game is fun for Will.
This is exactly, also, as you may have learned in the news yesterday. We've also got one for Verdant, which I haven't had a chance to play yet, but it looks really nice. Like, the box cover for that one looks sharp. I don't know who's tried it.
The prototype will be getting to our table probably Wednesday.
I believe if you played Calico and you played Cascadia, Verdant is
the predator? No.
Like, no, it's like
the spiritual.
It's a successor of those two.
Oh, okay.
So together? Like a hybrid or?
What? I'm going to be excited to try this one out.
Yeah.
Awesome. So that one's coming.
I will crush you, though. It'll be fine.
Oh, I'm not going to play with you. I just want to. One of the games that I was excited about, we just actually received the prototype for the newest game coming from them, is the Phase Shift Bundle. So we've got three promos coming from them. They are the guys that brought us that Dungeon Drop game.
Your kids love that game.
They have had a blast with it. We got the deluxified edition that has the playmat and the walls and everything, and you drop all your components onto the table and then, like, triangulate your dungeon. Very clever. That company's coming out with a brand new one called Drop Zone.
Yep.
And I just
Drop Drive.
Drop Drive. I think I might have said it wrong on the news yesterday, too.
It sounds on the news like you said Jump Drive.
Jump Drive. I was just making up stuff left and right. We literally received the prototype today. Looks great. Looking forward to playing that one. And it's got a promo card in our bundle as well, which looks very cool.
The Crew was my number one game of last year. It was on Jonah's top 10.
It was. It was number 4, if I remember correctly.
And I believe it was on Melissa's?
I'm sure it was on my top 10.
Anyway, we have a promo for a few new missions that are pretty cool. We've actually tried a couple of these missions, and they just add a little bit of extra stuff to the game. So I enjoyed that. So.
Yeah, it looks super fun. We've got, I think, over 50 promos on the Kickstarter.
Oh, well, new ones are 35 brand new ones, and then plus our previous ones.
Yeah, well over 50. Yeah, yeah, a bunch. We've also got some cool other swag stuff on there. We've got our board game bags, that expando bag that, like, fits every game you could ever need, because it's like three different sizes in one. And we got some dice and t-shirts and all that fun stuff. I definitely think we should talk about why we're doing this Kickstarter.
Oh, yes. Why are we doing this Kickstarter, Will?
Well, as you might not be able to tell from this podcast recording, we're actually sitting in my living room where we sit every Monday night. I have giant speakers and headphones and microphones that, like, spider out of a table that I have to hide every time my kids walk into the room, because I have three rambunctious, Tantrum House-loving boys. And so to avoid them being broken, I have to tear down and reset every day, it feels like. It's not every day, but it feels like it.
It's probably close to every day. Every other, for sure.
Yeah. I've got lights mounted to my ceiling. I've got just crazy stuff. Tripods all over the place. My fireplace hasn't been used in... How long has our fireplace not been used?
Probably 3 years.
3 years, because...
It's covered with prototypes.
It is. The entire corner of my house is covered in prototypes. So one of the goals for the Kickstarter is to find us a space. Let's build out a studio. Let's make this happen. Come on, you guys. You can help us.
That'd be really fun. So let's talk about some predictions, and let's talk about some of these stretch goals and which ones we're excited about. I'm personally excited about Will's and Jonah's top 10 videos.
Of all time.
They wrote me into this. That's I did not give consent that I would make a top 10 video.
I also just realized one of our stretch goals should be Jonah has to draw. This should be straight up one of the goals.
It would be terrible.
It'll be a 12-hour marathon of just perfect. Jonah playing drawing games.
That's painful.
If we reach 70,000, Jonah's just going to draw for 12 hours.
Pictionary air. Talking about Jonah's top 10, I'm excited about this because, you know, if Will and Jonah, then all of us will have our top 10.
Everyone will have made one?
Made one at this point. Mm-hmm. And then we can just start being competition about, like, sharing it on social media and can get the most hits and views. And
I don't know. I think our two top 10s are kind of old. We might need to refresh ours sometime soon.
It has been a while.
Mine was 2017, I believe.
Whoa.
So it's been 4 years.
Way to go.
I know some content creators put their top 10 of all time every year.
They do, yeah.
So I'm thinking, actually, after 4 years, it is time for a refresh, because I'm actually was looking at mine. I was like, oh, yeah, that was good, but there are better games now that I would put on that list.
Even in the number one, number two slots, do you think those are still holding on?
Probably the top three or four are probably going to stay the same.
Ah, okay. The classics holding on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be curious to see Jonah's top 10 of all time.
Would you?
Yeah, I'd also be curious to see mine. Yeah.
Whenever we ask Will to put his top 10 board games of all time, it turns out to be his top 10 party games.
I shift it somehow, yeah.
Somehow.
Those are the top 10 games I liked this week.
So I'm excited about that.
It is kind of bad. I give Melissa a hard time for not being able to organize hers into, like, number order, but I haven't even, like, I can't even make the list, period.
Yeah, mine was a little bit of hesitancy doing it, and as soon as I filmed it, I'm like, you know, I don't really know if those are actually the ones in that order.
And it's like, who am I playing these games with? Because that depends where it ranks on the list. Got to have the right people with the right games.
So many variables.
Some of the other stretch goals, though, have to do with the new studio that we want to build out, and I'm really excited about the new Newsiest news desk.
Yeah,
I want to see what that's going to look like.
Right, I have visions.
I think it needs to actually say that on the desk.
Oh.
The new Newsiest news desk.
Somewhere.
I do have to admit, our last news episode, I thought, delivered some great news. I watched it this morning and I went, we actually had lots of news this time. Because sometimes I feel like maybe we're short on news and heavy on our lists.
But the list is fun.
The list is fun. But this one I was like, oh, we covered like 15 games before we even decided to
Did you see some of the comments?
And we still
didn't. I watched it really early.
People are really, really upset that you guys didn't finish your Anna Meeple top 10.
Right. It was a list within a list.
All part of our plan.
You'll have to do that next time, the top four.
I think, like, in my mind, the top four were kind of obvious. And I was like, we don't have to share these. We'll just leave it hanging and let people fill in the blanks.
Are they obvious?
I mean, I don't know. Based on the comments, everybody got it right.
That's true. I did see some people guess some of the good ones.
There was at least one or two, though, that I was like, oh, I didn't think of that. We had to slot that in.
So. Yeah, we were definitely going to miss one or two. I saw at least one comment. I was like, oh, I hadn't played that game, so I didn't know. And when I saw somebody make the comment, I was like, oh, I believe it, because I've heard that game is really good. And if it has Anna Meeples, yeah, we were going to miss it for sure.
We did put together the whole list, and then we were like, we're chopping it. We're just leaving it here, hanging out there for like a raw cut, open wound of people.
All right, so I am looking at the stretch goal list, and if we get to 45,000, I have to do a top 100 game of all time. Top 100 games of all time.
That'd be better than the top 10, so let's do it.
That's a lot of games.
That is a lot of games.
Am I doing that in one video or 10 videos?
That'd be tough. One video, it'd be like 2 hours long.
No.
And that'd be a lot of B-roll, too.
Could I just, like, do it, like, I am the very modern love of Modern Major General, and I'll just do all 100?
That might
like
go
that.
Viral. That, you can do it. Write a song with 100 board games in it and sing it to us.
Okay. It rhymes even.
Right. That would take a lot of work.
That'd be good.
Wow. Can I be like, this one would have been my number 9, but it doesn't rhyme.
Oh,
this is such a good idea.
Oh, and then I see something, like, down here, if we can just, like, look really carefully. I think they're...
The little faded ones?
I think it's faded. I think that's to do the Chronicles of Crime scenario.
Ooh.
All right. So let's talk about this Chronicles of Crime scenario real quick. So Melissa and I already have a Chronicles of Crime card. Sarah,
yes.
Chantel, and Katie are joining into the fray.
Very cool.
And we could make a cool Chronicles of Crime scenario that has all five cards in it.
Oh, that sounds exciting.
I'm not the traitor.
Right?
Will blames me every time.
We can make it fun, though. We can make it based off like Tantrum Con, or we could have like some sort of like mystery.
We could definitely open it up for suggestions, too, because I would love to see what other people think. Like, what would the four ladies of Tantrum House, what trouble would they get into?
And Kevin.
And Kevin. Can we do like print? You can print and play your own copies of the Jonah card. Limited
Jonah's
edition.
Next year.
Dun, dun, dun. Don't spoil it.
Well, if you haven't checked out our Kickstarter campaign yet, you should definitely do that. You can learn more at kickstarter.tantrumhouse.com, or you can find it at whatever the long link is on Kickstarter. The campaign is going to be running for 2 weeks.
Yep, just 2 week campaign, and
it's season 8. Not to be confused with 6 or 7.
That's true. Season 8. And I was going to say, tune in tomorrow on our YouTube for our 12-hour live stream from 2 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
So that is Wednesday, August 18th. In case you're not listening to this on Tuesday.
But you should. Wednesday's going to be a lot of fun. We are going to basically just kind of celebrate the launch of the Kickstarter. So we're playing a bunch of different games that are either hilarious to watch or you can play along with us. We're going to be doing it throughout the course of the afternoon. So from 2 p.m. to 2 a.m. Hopefully we'll hit all the time zones. You can jump in at some point and have some fun with us during the show. I'm sure we'll probably be giving some giveaways away. We haven't talked about it a whole lot, but I'm sure we'll do some of that. And then I'm sure we'll be talking a little bit about some of the promos and things that we have for the campaign. We might even be playing some of those games during the show so that you can see those promos in action. But that's pretty much all we wanted to let you guys know about. We would love your support. Please do go check it out. One other final shout out to all of our sponsors, because we had a bunch of awesome publishers who gave us some really great stuff, and we are very grateful. And we'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Tantrum House Board Game Podcast. If you liked any part of this at all, find and follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and tantrumhouse.com. Like us, share us, email us, call us, or send us a postcard to Tantrum House, 306 Barry Drive, that's B-A-R-R-Y, Greer, South Carolina, 29650.